I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal, ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 a.m. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Listen to Darker Side of the Moon, Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at DarkerSideRadio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
I'm Jeff Stanger.
And I'm Brian Gross.
And we're the hosts of the Utter Oddcast. Visit us at utteroddcast.com. Check us out this October for all things creepy. We're talking about animal costumes. And, of course, we're going to have some bag snatching tricks. What else, Brian?
Candy nutrition facts. We're going to ruin candy for you and your friends. We're going to religious takes on Halloween. We need your stories. You can call us at 317-565-4250. Drop us an email, utteroddcast@gmail.com.
It's a deliciously disturbing October on the Utter Oddcast. Podcast.
Experience the charm and mystery of the Deep Sound through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble mill workers' apartments are some of the haunted sites you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
For one special evening, Tuesday, October 30th, 2007, Tangled Wishes in Haunted Hillsdale will be hosting a haunting experience located at the Black Hawk Grill in Richland, Michigan. They'll be featuring guest speakers, a paranormal ghost hunt ran by Amy of Haunted Hillsdale, Michigan, Michigan Ghost Stories, and a seance led by spirit medium Christy of Tangled Wishes and Shadows Beyond the Veil Ghost Walk. That's quite an itinerary.
Oh, yeah.
So we went and got from www.tangledwishes.com, all one word, tangledwishes.com, and also from hauntedhillsdale.com. We went and got Christy and Amy. Christy and Amy, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hey!
Excellent!
Oh, we're going to have some fun here.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. Amy,
yes.
Tell me about this haunting experience.
Well, Christy and I have decided to do some paranormal things, and we decided that conferences would be an excellent way to start, and the Black Hawk Bar and Grill in Richland, Michigan is haunted. So, of course, we wanted to have something at a haunted place, and what better time of year to have it than on Devil's Night. And we have Todd Sheets from Nightwatch. He's going to be our feature speaker. And then we have a few other people. We have Nick Ritter from the Avalon Foundation. And we have a local ufologist, Thomas Fiver Murphy, who's going to kind of tell us about Michigan alien and UFO things. And then we also got those authors, Kat and Bev. You know, they're doing the Haunted Travels of the Michigan Vacation Guide. They're going to tell us some ghost stories.
We should have brought them for the show.
And someone else, don't we? I think we have Ghostly Talk coming.
What are you having them on for?
So bad. Why? Why would you ruin
them
your
out? You're going to take a pounding
for
that.
It sounded so good until then.
Yeah, you're going to take a pounding for that.
I know.
I do want to... I do indeed hope to talk to Tom, because the UFO guy, because one of the things I've not done yet, and I absolutely have to do, is go out looking for UFOs. So I need some tips and you know, learn how to do this kind of thing and where to best go and things like that. Here in Michigan, of course, we've got a lot of UFO stuff, activity. So it would be very interesting, and I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to learn a lot from him, and Nick is also a UFO investigator. So Nick, who's going to be there, will also be a good person to get some, references from.
Last spring we had Fiverr. He goes by the name Fiverr. He came out to Hillsdale because it was like, I don't know, back in the 60s, some co-eds that were at Hillsdale College, they saw a UFO, and Hillsdale made it in Time magazine and all that stuff, and he studied all that, so he came and gave a lecture, and then he kind of walked us through where it happened. It was over by the Arboretum, and he's just really knowledgeable. He knows, like, the fault lines. He says that UFOs follow fault lines, and he knows where they are, and actually this area, Hillsdale, has seen a lot of UFO activity because it's on one of the fault lines.
Excellent. Well, this sounds very exciting for me because we've got both the ghosts, the time of year, I mean Devil's Night,
Angels Night.
I'm sorry,
Angels Night. Angels Night. Night. Yeah, I don't like Devil's Night either.
Yeah,
no, I like Devil's Night. I'm the angel, Amy's the devil. It works really well. The partnership does work really well.
No. I'm bringing my soap, my eggs, my toilet paper. We're going to just do it up.
Hey, I'm game. I'll do it.
Bonnie, well, you see,
yeah, so after the conference, we're all going to go egg people's houses.
Awesome. There
we go. It's a special evening tour of someone's neighborhood.
You get your free
complimentary roll of toilet paper and bar of soap.
No, you know what we're going to do? We're going to egg the MCs.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, no.
And the MCs are Scott and Doug.
You're driving, right,
right,
Doug?
No.
Yes, Bonnie, not you.
You
not
don't, you,
you
don't
friend.
Have me listed anywhere on there, right?
Now,
yeah, are you guys staying at the hotel or are you guys going home that same night?
We got to work.
Yeah, so we'll probably take off and go home.
I think our plan right now is we're going
to
get our meetings and stuff.
I don't have to work.
Well, then fine, you can stay there, Bonnie.
Your tone. I'm not
you can stay there,
yeah,
Bonnie.
Yeah, we're staying up all night, guys. It's like a big sleepover, a Halloween sleepover. You've got to stay.
Well, you know, it's a little...
We're going to have a paranormal investigation and then a live seance.
Well, we might just take the day off of work the next day.
And then it'll be on my birthday.
Well, if we get a hotel room, we can just work in the hotel room again, right?
Well, that's true.
You know, just thinking about it
until they kick us out.
Ooh, then I would have to wake up with you guys on my birthday. That would be scary creepy.
Oh, is your birthday Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
It is fun as long as you're not waking up with Doug and Scott.
Chrissy and Amy, we'll get with you and see what we can do as far as arrangements are concerned. Maybe we'll stay the night there and we'll spend the whole, you know, we'll just spend the whole Angels Night with you guys. And
I would call Halloween a holiday at this point. And I think
it really is. You can't call, I mean, if you're in the paranormal business, can't you call that one of your holidays?
I'm pretty sure it is. I mean,
I'm pretty sure it is too.
I can definitely, I have some proof in the form of 5 years worth of, over 5 years worth of.
Well, if I got to celebrate archive. Columbus Day, you know, can I celebrate Halloween too? Because you know, it's
you know, I don't think work is gonna mind.
I don't
I'm
think
the psychic
so
teacher. Work's not gonna mind. Call it.
Did you
straighten? No.
Did
like,
you straighten?
No. Your work. Huh? Scott, not come to work today.
You're gonna write me a sick note. That's perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll work something out. I think we could probably get something straightened out with that. It's I told you before, Chris. When we were a couple months ago when we decided to do this thing together, I'm like, oh, you realize, Christy, we're going to be coming from Chicago that weekend. And then a day and a half later, we're going to be back on the road again. brutal. But I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a really great, really, really great event. And the best part about it, I have to say, the best part about it is that it's here in Michigan. I'm tired of driving to Getty. I mean, I love going to all over the country and doing all the traveling we do, but it's like, wait, an event in Michigan? I'm there.
Right, yeah. I got lost yesterday. I was doing a party yesterday in Pinckney, Michigan. I got lost and ended up in hell. Swear to God.
That is true.
Fell in love with Hell, Michigan, and Amy, I've been trying to call her all day so that we can start scheduling our next conference in Hell, Michigan, because that's the place to be. So I'm trying to push. She doesn't know it yet. She doesn't. But I'm trying to push to get something going in hell. And that's all
I have to message. I ended up in Hell, Michigan. We gotta have something in Hell, Michigan.
Do you know, I think that's a really fantastic idea. Can you imagine the paranormal conference from hell? I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea. And of course here in Michigan we do indeed have Hell, Michigan.
Hell, Michigan, so exactly.
It definitely will work out.
Who are the other
Amy and I, like the other night we filmed Vision show with Wolfman Mac Nightmare Cinema, mm-hmm. and a lot of the guys, what was it, Just Her Surrounding Me, they were down in Hell, Michigan, and I think the Death Society was from Hell, Michigan, too. So we've got some contacts there, and boy, do they have some cool hearses. So I think we might be able to hook something up with them.
Who is that gentleman you mentioned from what Nightmare Cinema?
Wolfman Mac.
Who was that again?
Wolfman Max.
Wolfman Max, okay. You know,
yeah,
I
he's doing the show kind of like, if you grew up in Michigan, you have to remember Count Scary,
yes.
Mr. Great Gasly.
Of course.
He's kind of doing something like that, where he's hosting a Nightmare Cinema that's at a haunted drive-in, and his friends come over to visit, and, you know, in between the show, because it's bad B horror movies, in between the shows, we have little skits that we're doing, and it was a lot of fun. It was over.
And it's cinema with an S-I-N, not a C-I-N. So Nightmare Sin.
Oh, yeah. Cinema. S-I-N-E-M-A.
He's right around the corner from you guys. You've been here.
No, I know he is, and that's why that stuck out to me, because I've actually been corresponding with him on Satan's website. And we've been talking back and forth, and we've been trying to get together, and just schedules are just, you know, the logistics is ridiculous right now for being on the road as much as we are. You've actually given me the inspiration I need to really get a hold of him and try to hammer down a time to get together with the show. We want to do a commercial for him also to put on Ghostly Talk. We've been talking about doing that.
Yeah, we were doing the same thing for Paranormal Radio. So Amy and I, we're going to be actually on Halloween special, and I think I'm going to be on the one this Wednesday. I think mine's on this Wednesday, and then we're both on the Halloween. So he's included us. He's a great guy. Everyone at Creative Alliance are just great people. You guys really need to be a part of that.
We should check it out. I know it's my fault. I blame myself because it's just been so crazy. Tell him I said hello, and then I'll be calling him soon, I promise.
Well, I will. I think we're going to lunch tomorrow, so I'll let him know.
Yeah,
well,
tell me.
As you know, I am pro. Any, you know, independent kind of activity, creating you know, creating art and media of any kind, and so yeah, I think that's awesome what you guys are doing and what he's doing. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, end of story. It really is exciting, and we were there. It was electric, wasn't it, Amy? It was
a lot of fun. And the Studio 3 is just huge, and it's beautiful. And he's having actually a Halloween bash on the 26th that, you know, anybody can come that's in the business that wants to network. And Chrissy's going to be giving readings, and I'm going to be showing little snippets from my Haunted Hillsdale documentary. So we're really excited and just, like, over the moon excited that we met him because he's such a cool guy.
We're going to be in Chicago that weekend.
Unfortunately, we're at the first
unfortunately, I knew that you guys. But I am. If anyone's listening, I'm doing $5 readings for, like, a five-minute thing.
Cool.
I normally charge, like, $85 for a reading. So, come see me.
Where's his party on the 26th?
At
Studio 3 in Warren.
That's in Warren, Michigan.
That's right
here
in Warren, yeah.
It's like, I actually know it's like about a mile away from the it's about 3 miles away from the studio here. It really is.
Yeah,
I know
they're going to have a zombie fashion show. It's being sponsored by Freak Evil Energy Drink. There's one machine who we met the other day who are a Kiss Your Hugh band. I mean, it's really, really cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, I actually have some pictures that I just put up on my Haunted Hillsdale MySpace page, which is just, you know, myspace.com/Haunted Hillsdale, and it has pictures of us doing our shots and in front of the green screen, and then, you know, I have a Kiss tribute band, and I have Wolfman Mac, and then Christy, she played Madame Lestrange, and I played Echo and Hyde. So we have I have pictures of our characters up there, and we had a lot of fun. There was Chef Gore RD, and then there's Frankenstein and Frankenstein's Bride, and the makeup lady. She's a Ford engineer, never been trained, but she just does amazing work.
That is awesome.
I gotta get a hold of this guy.
Gotta go and just immerse ourselves in one of his projects.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really unbelievable how much talent we have here in Michigan.
Christy?
That sort of broke up.
Yeah, Christy, we didn't get you.
It's me and electronic equipment again. I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you now, yeah.
It makes me so excited to see how many talented people we have here in Michigan.
Oh, there's a lot. Just really quick on that, I agree, because, I mean, this summer was kind of like us and a couple other people, we were like cruising around to independent film shoots all summer, it seemed like. And there's all these people out there doing all these cool projects, and they're all right here in Michigan. They're doing it on their own money and their own time, and it's just really great to see these people putting these things together. So there is a lot of talent going out of Michigan, I agree.
Just none in this room.
Yeah, not at the Haunted Winery here. But more on the conference too. There's some of the you mentioned Todd from Nightwatch is going to be attending this year.
Do you realize that though we've known Todd for quite a while?
Yeah, we've known Todd for a long time.
I don't think we've ever met him.
We've never met Todd before.
Either.
No.
This will be a first.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Todd join in, and it's a lot of people that are even really know sometimes. They don't know who, you know, a lot of the people that are attending, and I think it's kind of opened their eyes to the paranormal, you know, even within Michigan, but within the whole community, and I'm really excited. Because we try to get the, I don't want to say, this sounds really bad, but the good people of the paranormal. You know, not necessarily the drama makers of the paranormal. We really were choosy.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, Todd.
Todd's such a cool guy. I mean, he's a regular person, and he makes himself available to everybody, and doesn't really, you know, he promotes unity, and you know, I've spoken to him on the phone, and you know, there were some problems that happened, and we worked them out, and we did it because he was such a cool guy. You know, he's such, I don't know, I just, he kind of makes you feel good because he doesn't talk above you, and you know, like some people make it and they don't want to talk to you anymore, you know, and he's never going to be that kind of guy.
Well, that's very cool to know that. Yeah, we've known, like I said, we've known Todd for a long time, and it's been really exciting to finally meet him.
But all virtually. So
yeah, it's all virtually.
Fantastic,
yeah.
To get to talk to him in person. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's how Amy and I met off of MySpace, and then we bonded. And I'd like to think we're friends. Yeah, do something. I'm just joking. No, Amy and I are just friends. But
I can't hear what you're saying, Christy.
Am I breaking up again?
It's garbling up a lot.
No, I'm not even moving. I'm sitting here with my head. It's me and the ghosts. I'm sorry. It's me and the ghosts.
Whenever anything can go wrong, it will go wrong, especially, you know,
on our show.
Talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But
it'll be good to meet Todd finally, though. We're really looking forward to that. It'll be cool.
Tell me a little bit about the Black Hawk Grill.
Well, the Black Hawk Grill is in Richland, so it's like right between Battle Creek and Kalamazoo. And it's had different owners through the years, but it was actually an actual farmhouse at one time. And one of the ghosts that's supposed to haunt it is a woman that sits upstairs by the fireplace. It was actually her home. And then there's something downstairs, too, but we don't know what it is. Like, we've had people say, well, there's something downstairs. So we're really looking forward to investigating downstairs and trying to see if we can find something down there.
Fascinating. And is this like a tavern kind of place with food, or is it a restaurant kind of?
Really kind of a neat place because it's actually a restaurant. There's one building. And then where we're having the conference, it's in a barn, a renovated barn, and it is so neat inside. It's got, like, dark wood, and it has a stage because they have bands there. So that's where we're going to have the first part of the conference where all the speakers are going to be at, and then we're going to move over into the other building where it's actually the restaurant, and we're going to do the investigation, and then we're going to have the seance upstairs by the fireplace where the woman is said to sit.
Ooh.
Oh.
And this is all on the night.
On Angel's Night.
On the 30th.
There you go, on the 30th.
All Hallows' Eve's Eve. How's that? The Eve
and
of all.
I want to say something really quick because even though we're investigating the restaurant, mm-hmm. I still feel something in the barn, too. So when we're having the speakers, it's pretty active in the barn also.
I wanted to say, too, it's going to be a Halloween costume contest. So we have some authors that have donated autographed books, Jeff Bellinger and Madeline Alt. So the best costumes win those books. We're going to have, like, first and second prize. So, you know, bring your best costume and, you know, win an autographed book.
Well, you know what?
It's optional. You don't have to dress up, but we are dressing up.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because, like, the first hour of the show we were talking, we got on that subject of, you know, are we going to wear costumes? And we didn't really know if we were going to have an event to do that in or if we really felt like it. I think I have a costume to wear.
I'm wearing costumes to the next three conferences, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, and Bonnie has indeed charged me with a challenge. She challenged me
mm-hmm.
to go and get a costume ready for UnivCon, which of course is three
days
from
this
now.
Week, yeah.
So she challenged me to get a costume for UnivCon. So that means it would be play double duty because I could wear it at UnivCon and then also wear it at Michigan's A Haunting Experience.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I think I have to break out mom's dress.
Who wouldn't want to dress up? Any chance to dress up, I'm there.
You just haven't seen Scott L. in his costume yet, is all. It's a treat for about 2 minutes, and then you want to...
rip your eyes out.
Rip your eyes out, yes.
Oh, but I'm dressing up for half of it and then changing. Because
okay,
I think the seance with me dressed up and what I'm dressing up in is just a little silly, so...
Yeah. Barney giving a seance is not going to be very believable.
You know, Amy, you weren't supposed to tell him what I was going to be.
It isn't as effective when you dress up as Barney. I will agree.
Right, right. So I think it'll be much better if you change, yes.
Yes, I agree.
This sounds fantastic. Well, how long have you been working on doing the haunting experience?
Oh, boy, this was like a brainchild that we had when we first came together. And how long have we known each other, Christy? Only like 8 months, right?
Yeah, and I would say that we started like right away, right when we started meeting one another. It was like that day we said, hey, by the way, let's start doing conferences. I had been wanting to do for an awfully long time, but I hadn't the network to do it with. So I'm I'm so excited. This is the first of many.
We don't want to just have them once a year. We kind of want to have them like biannually or, you know, every, you know, 3-4 months, you know, because I just think that there's not enough conferences around this area, and they don't just have to be in Michigan, but we're looking at Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, you know, surrounding states, too.
Well, give us an excuse to travel when we're there. I mean,
but
I want to know, the Black Hawk Bar and Grill in Richland, Michigan, how many hours of a drive is that from Chicago?
Oh, I see the brainstorming going on right now.
You want me to MapQuest this for you guys? What are you getting at here?
No, we're. I think Doug's. I know Doug's ruse.
Like,
what's that, Christy?
I don't.
I said, do you want me to MapQuest it for you?
No, don't do that.
No. Here's the thing. We obviously Ghostly Talk has a couple of listeners, 3 or 4 now, I think.
Yeah.
And also, and a lot of people from Chicago listen. A lot of people from Indiana
mm-hmm.
listen. A lot of people from Ohio listen. Yeah. I think 2 or 3 people from Michigan listen. So the thing is I'm wondering who is in
I'd say about 2 hours.
A couple of
hours. Yeah, it's so, no more than 2 hours from Chicago.
It's like an hour for me, and Chicago is about 3 hours from me.
Okay.
So I would say 2 hours.
So it's a couple of hours from Chicago, and probably, three or four-ish hours from Indianapolis. Probably 4, because you have to go up and then over. So probably about 4 hours from Indy.
Yeah.
We're talking... a lot more from Ohio, because you've got to go along the turnpike.
Yeah.
So Ohio's
you know what?
Out.
We got a great rate at our hotel, and I think it's only like $65 plus tax. So that's like for one night. That's a really great rate.
That really
and
is cheaper.
4 miles from where we are from the Black Hawk Grill. So it's really close.
And it's not like Motel 8.
Right.
No, it's a nice hotel.
Well, if it don't have mirrors on the ceiling, I don't stay there, all right?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
It's not like Franco's going to take place in the shower or anything. We actually did get a nice hotel. It's not Motel 8.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, if folks go to hauntedhillsdale.com/hauntingexp.html, or just go to hauntedhillsdale.com and they'll
link
find
right
a
to
link.
It, yeah.
They'll be able to find out more about this, and I'd like to see people from Chicago there, perhaps some people from southern Wisconsin. I was just in southern Wisconsin last weekend, and it would be interesting to see some folks from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps from anywhere in Indiana. I mean, South Bend is even closer than Chicago.
It is.
I know a lot of people in South Bend and Fort Wayne. I want to see people from all over the place go to this.
I know we're going to be there.
Because I'm going to be there, and I want to meet everybody I possibly can and say hi and hopefully hear a story or two, or maybe answer some questions if people have questions of me. But of course my life's an open book, except for my secret life. I have a
and he does have one, by the way.
Bonnie,
I'm writing a blog about it.
Secret life.
Yeah.
Bonnie, we'll tell you about it when we get there next two weeks.
Oh, please, I'll sit you down and talk all about it.
She's almost got the neck thing going.
Did
you see that, Doug?
She did.
Oh, please, girl, I'll sit you down and talk about
all
it right now, girl.
About it. All about it.
God. All right. Unfortunately.
And I'll be taking notes.
Yeah.
Bring a recorder in here.
It's going to be taped, so I'm hoping you can hear me. We also have a production company that's going to be out there who's going to be taping it.
Yes.
So Be careful what you say.
Yes, I am going to definitely go tanning before I show up. So, okay.
All right. Unfortunately, we are at the bottom of the hour, Christy and Amy, but God, thank you for showing up, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we're looking forward to coming and meeting you guys, both you guys, for the first time in a haunting experience in Richland, Michigan. It is going to be a great time. Check it out, though. If you go to the appearances page on the Ghostly Talk site, all the information's there, a link to the website, all that fun stuff. Definitely check it out.
Yes, don't forget TangledWishes.com, all one word, TangledWishes.com, and HauntedHillsdale.com. And we will see you there, Devil's Night / Angel's Night.
October 30th.
That's great. We can't wait. Thanks for having us.
No problem. Hang on the line for 1 second. Don't leave us just yet, okay? Just stay right there.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to break here. Coming up, guess who is coming up?
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Triple T.
Triple T.
The Troy Taylor.
Mr. Troy Taylor.
Troy Taylor. Too.
Troy Taylor's going to be coming on. We're going to be talking about the 13th annual Halloween Spooktacular. Should be really cool. We'll be back here in a couple of seconds.
Crystal ball. There's just me, Christy, psychic medium. I'm a spirit medium since the tender age of 3, and I'm dedicated and passionate about my work. I perform all my readings with honesty, integrity, and the other side has a sense of humor, so I use that too. Let me help clear the cobwebs of confusion in your life. At some point in everyone's life, direction is needed, and I'm here as a friend and as a counselor to help give you insight. I do instant message readings, email readings, phone readings, and if you're in the Michigan area, I do in-person readings. Visit my website at www.tangledwishes.com.
When you flashed, I saw what looked like a figure standing in the hall.
Okay, this is Dream Team. We're ready for EVP sweep.
That is weird. These cameras don't do this.
Water supposedly will come off and on in various rooms.
So our EMF meter started to pain up.
You're listening to the number one source for paranormal evidence brought to you firsthand by real investigators in the field. No hoaxes, no disinformation. You're listening to The Ghost Project.
I found myself face-to-face with someone or something that was attempting to play with my psyche as well as my physical being.
How sure are you of that?
I'm 100% sure of that.
Tara Hope Radio.
The Internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium. Where is the Lawrence House?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder and was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see, and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it, and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we know where we're going, and a rope, so we can tie it around so we don't get taken away by the spirit. So
hey, Anthony, isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
that's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Para Hub Radio, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and parahub.org.
Happy Halloween.
Yes.
Fun, fun, fun. Since 1994, author Troy Taylor has been taking guests to some of the most haunted places in America to experience the hauntings and horrors of Halloween night with tours, seances, and ghostly overnights. Now join him, along with some of America's best-known ghost hunters, in his 13th year as he brings the tradition, well, traditional years past, into what will be the Halloween event to remember and well, for 2007. Ghostly Talk would always, well, a dear friend of ours.
Yes.
We always like to welcome Troy Taylor to the show. How you doing tonight, Troy?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you know, it's Halloween. It's yep, October.
We're surviving the Halloween season, right?
Yeah, we're trying to. We're trying to. This is going to be kind of a crazy, this is obviously a crazy month for everybody. I know, especially for you, Troy. That's why we try to keep our communication minimal in the October month with Troy Taylor, because we know how busy the guy is.
Troy's busy all year round, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's like the busiest man I know.
Well, it just gets worse in October, so, but it's okay. I mean, it's obviously it's fun, or I, you know, would have quit doing this, you know, 12 years ago, you know, so.
Well, this is the 13th annual Halloween Spooktacular. Unfortunately, I'll mention it, we're going to be in Chicago that weekend, but I know what we're going to be doing, Troy, just so you know, is we're going to have half of our crew coming to your event. We're coming to the 13th annual Halloween Spooktacular. So Ghostly Talk's going to be there. First thing I wanted to find out, though, who is going to be appearing at this thing? Because I know there's just a laundry list of people that are going to be showing up this year. So I wonder if we could get a rundown on who's going to be there this year.
Well, I made the mistake of agreeing to actually speak at this thing. The mistake because it's like I got nothing else to do. And you know, in addition to putting this thing together and speaking at it, I've got tours the night of and the night before and the night after. So I know I'm going to be sorry at some point that I did all that. But it's almost the end of the month. But Keith A. be there, my friend Keith H., who is head of the Louisville Ghost Hunters. He's also the host of Spooked and the host of the new Children of the Grave DVD, which comes out tomorrow, by the way. Rosemary Ellen Gotti, very, very prolific, very good friend of mine, who has written a book about just about anything that you want to know about the paranormal, including her brand-new Encyclopedia of Ghosts and Spirits. But she's also done books on witchcraft, angel. If there's something about the paranormal that you want to know about, I guarantee you she's written a book about it. My friend Dale Kazmarek will also be speaking. Dale is the head of the Ghost Research Society, which is out of Chicago. Dale has been investigating hauntings for honestly saying something like 35 years. So he was doing it long before it was popular. And let me tell you, he knows his stuff. Wednesday night, he and some of his members from the Ghost Research Society were with us at Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. We actually spent the night there filming for a series that I'm working on. And it was one of those things where if anybody had a question, I'd go, I don't know, find Dale. I mean, I knew he knew, you know. So be there speaking. Those are kind of the four headliners. My friend Ken will be there, who Ken and I do the Weird Chicago tours together. And Ken is a real bona fide psychic detective. He's really worked with police throughout the country, dealing with missing persons and cold cases and that kind of thing. Ken has become really popular at a lot of our events because he's been there doing readings for people, which he did at our conference back in June. And he comes up with some weird stuff. I think, as you guys know, I'm not a huge proponent of the whole psychic thing because it's just so loose. You know, there's so many ways to go. But Ken really comes up with some good stuff, and he's one of the few people that are out there that I really will vouch for when people ask me, well, you know, is he the real I really think so. He was just, as a complete side note to this, he was with us the other night at Bachelor's Grove 2, and we sent him out with the camera crew, and some of the ghost hunters were there helping us out with equipment and stuff. And there was at one point in the evening where Ken just really pulled his name out. I mean, it seemed like he just pulled it out of the air and said, hey, is there a Chuck Shields buried here in the cemetery? Uh-huh. And, of course, what I said was, of course, ask Dale. But before I could even say that, all of the equipment that the ghost hunters were carrying around with Ken, all of the lights started going off at the same time. As soon as he asked the question. And so I said, I don't know, ask Dale. And Dale's like, yeah, right over here there's a Charles Shields. Now, Ken had absolutely no, I mean, very few people have a list of all the people buried at Bachelor's Grove. Dale just happened to know that one because it's something the church you've done. Ken wasn't aware of it. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty weird. He'd also taken Oren, my son Oren, out to a foundation of a house that is around Bachelor's Grove because in the past, Ken and some other people who had been there picked up some good. And Oren was very excited because he actually recorded his first what seems to be authentic EVP at the foundation of this house. So he was very excited about that. So I don't know if we'll ever do anything with it, but he thought it was awfully cool for it to happen. So anyway, Ken is going to be there. And he will be presenting on the psychic side of ghost hunting. So he'll be there doing a presentation as well. Let's see. We've got a lot of other people who are going to be attending, from you guys to, part of the contingent from Ghostly Talk will be there. Mm-hmm. And of course our friend Sean and Nathan from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show will be there.
Our dear friends, yep.
Uh-huh. Becky Laura from Darker Side of the Moon Radio will be there as well.
Good buddy.
Let's see. I know that Julie Velasquez will be there with Paranormal Underworld. I'm trying to think of the list. I mean, honestly, it's one of those things where it just sort of just grew and grew and grew until we had this, huge bunch of people that were coming to this thing. And I'm not sure I'm supposed to say this, but don't tell anybody, okay?
No problem.
I think that it's a possibility that the Booth Brothers may be there early for coming to the Spooktacular. They're actually coming to Decatur, to the Avon Theater, tonight. We're doing the national premiere for Children of the Grave at our Haunted Avon Theater in Decatur on Halloween night. And I think that Chris and Phil are planning on trying to come in early to come to the Spooktacular, too. So it'll be a chance for people to grab Children of the Grave and get to hang out with Chris and Phil if they get a chance. So it's going to be a really interesting weekend. It's like I said, it's the 13th anniversary of when I actually launched my ghost tour company. That was Halloween weekend. I've been doing all these things on Halloween weekend, and we just thought this year it would be cool to do something like this and just do something special. It runs from 9 o'clock in the morning till, well, we don't know when because we've got a late-night investigation going on at the theater after it's over. But, the included admission events run until at least 10 o'clock. So it may be the early hours in the morning before we actually start out of there. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a great way, I think, to really kind of cap off the season.
It's going to be, it sounds like it's going to be a really, really great time. And when I see Alan also is going to be there from I Am Haunted, too. I saw
I'm sorry. I did forget. And Alan, yes, Alan will be there also. And I hope he hears stuff. I forgot him, but thank you for reminding me.
Ah, no problem at all. No problem at all. Now we, I know, you know, and also you were talking about. We talked about this a little bit when we were all in. Well, you're working. You have a new book out. Am I correct?
Yeah, it actually came out. Well, it actually came out a week and a half ago, but the official release date is actually. And it's a book called The Possessed, and it is a book that I did about the history and the really the strange phenomena that surrounded what was known as the Watsika Wonder. And I'm actually, the official release is taking place in Watsika, Illinois, on Tuesday at the library, Tuesday evening. The Watsika Wonder story is probably, and I think probably one of the weirdest stories of spirit possession, I guess for lack of a better word, or at least just an unexplained event that happened in American history. Back in 1877, a young girl named Baranski lived in Watsika, Illinois, which is a little town about 50 miles south of Chicago. And Lorancy began having all these seizures and spells and, you know, going into these trances that were sometimes lasting for hours at a time. She claimed that she was communicating with angels who were, you know, taking her to see, like, dead relatives, or a dead brother. But the spells got worse and worse to the point that her parents were actually going to put her in an insane asylum. Mm-hmm. And they actually met a man who had been Ather Roth, who also lived in Watsika but wasn't really, you know, a friend of the family. And he told them about the same spells that his daughter had suffered, the exact same illness, had suffered years before in 1885, and he had put her in a mental institution, and she died there. And he really felt that there might be a better way to try to cure her. So he introduced the family to a doctor who was also a spiritualist, who was able to sort of coax Lorancy into being possessed by the spirit of a girl that he believed could help her. And as it turned out, the girl was none other than Mary Roth, who was Ather Roth's daughter. Wow. Now, it sounds like you know, power suggestion, you know, hypnotism, you name it. All these things have been used to try to debunk this case. But the weird thing about it is that for the next several months, Lorancy Venom actually lived as Mary Roth. She had no memories of being Lorancy Venom, but she had all of these memories of a girl who died 13 years before. She knew friends, relatives, family stories, things that no one outside of the family could have known. And she literally claimed to be Mary Roth. And this went on for months. And honestly, it's I ran across this years ago when I really started interested in, you know, haunting strange phenomena and the unexplained. And, you know, I never really ran across anything other than just short stories and mentions in some books that I'd found. Mm-hmm. And there really hasn't been a full-length book written about this case since 1879.
Wow.
So I thought, you know, time had come to try to do something with this book and or with this story. So I put the book together. And because I, you know, fascinated with the story, and you guys know me well enough to know that I write about things that just because I feel like writing about them. I mean, I'm not one of those people who really works well on assignment. If you give me an assignment of something that I need to work on, mm-hmm. You might as well forget it. But if you just give me something that I just have a weird interest in, man, I can go to town with it. So that's kind of what I did with this. I worked on it over the summer, and I was actually, believe it or not, doing some assignments for other publishers over the summer, and I needed a break from that kind of stuff. So I just decided to write something that just fascinated me, and this is the book that came out of it. And yeah, it's done really well. We put we always do like a limited edition run of the books, and they sold out in like 3 days, which we've never had that happen before. So
oh my God.
I was excited about the book, and you know, hopefully when people start, you know, getting a chance to read through it, I'll hopefully hear some comments back from some people. It's just so new right now, it's hard to say. But anyway, I'll be at the Watsika Library on Tuesday night, and we're gonna do an official release with the people there in Watsika, who I gotta say were really, really great. and helpful when it came to this book. We were there actually filming some stuff for Children of the Great Two, which comes out in June, which is actually going to feature the Huatzinco Wonder Story. And honestly, the town just like opened their doors to us. The people at the library, and it, when everybody heard about that I was working on the book too, they were really excited about it. The mayor came to visit us. I mean, it was just, you know, one of those things where it just seemed like something that, a project that really just needed to come together. So, yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Well, I, again, we all know that you're never at a loss for things to do.
No, he's not. Troy's a busy, busy man, and that's why we love him.
Let's throw some more stuff into the mix, too. Coming up March 1st, because we got to mention this, too, because we're going to actually be there for this, is the Dead of Winter Film Festival that will be going on, and that's going to be at the Lincoln Theater. Am I correct, Troy?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we'll be back at the Lincoln Theater, which is you know, probably one of our favorites for any of these kind of events, but I'll be back at the Lincoln Theater, and we are putting together my friend Luke Naliborski and I, who you guys have met, has done a lot of stuff with us at the conferences and stuff. And Luke and I together, as far as I know, this is the first ever paranormal film festival. It is documentaries based on real investigations, real cases, real stories, and I don't think there's ever been a festival like this put together where, you know, somebody who's got an interest in ghosts and hauntings could come and watch, you know, nonfiction, true story documentaries all day long for $10. I mean, that's all we're charging for this thing, unless you get an all-access pass, and you can go to the website and find out what that means, because it's got a lot of good stuff. But, yeah, the film festival is going to be, you know, we're giving the film independent filmmakers only. We're giving them a chance to come and present their films for the people that this stuff is aimed at in the first place, the ghost hunters, the ghost buffs, and, you know, the paranormal enthusiasts. They could come, show their film, do a question and answer session about the film, and then we're giving them a free table in the lobby of the theater where they can set up and sell copies of their film to whoever's interested.
Oh,
so it's going to be some great stuff, some really great stuff. Well, kind of one of our headliners, of course, we're going to be doing Children of the Grave. We will be doing the original Children of the Grave. It's going to be as part of the festival. Another of our real headliners, though, is a film called Haunting Villisca, about the Villisca Axe Murder House in Iowa. It's like a 2-hour and 34-minute feature on the Axe Murder House and the murders that, that occurred back in 1912. Also to go along with it is a documentary called The Ghost of a Chance, which was shot during the filming of The Haunting of Villisca, and it's really in-depth about all the paranormal investigations and such that have taken place at the house.
It's a documentary of a documentary, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be pretty cool to mix the two together.
Yeah.
We're also going to be doing The Other Side from Tanya and Andy Kaiser.
Oh, yes.
And we are going to be wrapping up the festival that day with another production of theirs. That I think that you guys are very familiar with.
Kind of, a little bit.
American Ghost Watchers are going to be wrapping up the event for the day. So we're really excited to get to show that to some people out, you know, because we showed it at the conference down in Louisville back in September, and we're really excited to get to show it to a whole new audience because it's really funny. That'll be part of it. We've got a couple of presentations from Channel Z Productions, The Dead House, and Nurse Nancy, which I know sounds like porn, but
yes,
it's really not. It's really a diet. I mean, they told me this, and I went, not what I had in mind. But, so it turns out to be, it was investigations done at a hospital in California, an abandoned mental hospital, surrounding this nurse who was supposed to haunt the place. Then we've got another one called The Spirits of Rockcliffe Mansion, which is about a haunted mansion over in Hannibal, Missouri. So, and we'll likely have a few surprises mixed in, too. But it's going to run all day long, and it's going to be, honestly, and I hate to use the word awesome because I sound like Bret Michaels, but I will use the word awesome because it is really going to be an awesome event. So, and we're going to see you guys there. Of course, you're going to be broadcasting, and hopefully give a chance to maybe interview some of the filmmakers that kind of stuff for you guys. So something a little different for all of us, I think. But, you know, hopefully people will come out and support this because it is, you know, it is unique. It's a first of its kind, and it really supports independent filmmakers, which is, you know, just like with you guys, independent radio and independent publishers like us. That's who we want to support, not the big, you know, corporations. You know, we want to support the little guys, and so hopefully we'll get a. I really think we'll get a good crowd after this because it's something I think very cool.
Well, I know Doug. He's not here. He had to take off. But I know if you, by mentioning this, Doug would have been like on the ceiling, crawling around with his microphone. Because I mean, and I share the same enthusiasm he does with that. But Doug, for some reason, he's really totally he and like I am too. He is totally into any type of independent art, and that's why when you mentioned this to us back in September, we were like, oh, we gotta come to this thing. It'll be totally great because there are a lot of great people out there doing great work around the paranormal as far as media is concerned, whether they be documentary. Whether they be comedies like we were a part of with American Ghost Watchers, we've been a part. Ghost Attack's been a part of several documentaries too, where you know we were just interviewed and stuff like that.
Right.
And we think it's phenomenal that people are out there doing this stuff on their own time, on their own money. Right.
And I mean, you know, we threw this thing out there, came up with the idea, and threw it out there, and within like 2 days of announcing that we were going to do it, our lineup was already full. I mean, we had so much stuff submitted to us, we had to pick and choose. And, you know, so hopefully we'll be able to do it. I mean, if this goes over well, we'll do it again, you know, and bring it back again in the future. I mean, it's just one of those things that, like you said, I mean, it's just, it's very exciting to get to do something with, you know, independent people who are doing this kind of stuff. So, yeah.
And they do some great, and they all do great work, too. So let's do a recap here on Troy Taylor for this half an hour. Because there's a lot, right?
Can you recap all of that in the amount of time we have left?
What we talked about was the 13th Annual Halloween Spooktacular. You're going to be there, Bonnie.
Yes, I am.
In all your glory with the rest of our contingent. And then coming up, check out Troy's new book, The Possessed, which is out. Definitely.
And you will have that at Spooktacular, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, as Bonnie, I'll be wanting a copy of that for sure. Reserve one, please, for Bonnie. And then the Dead of Winter Film Festival that's coming up. We can't wait for that.
I know.
I'm so excited. It's like 6 months off. I'm so bummed about that. It's going to take forever.
I know. It's March 1st, but, you know, you got to figure it's something to look forward to. Because we all need something to look forward to in the wintertime, don't we?
Oh, God,
I mean,
do
really,
we?
You know.
Especially in our business, yeah.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, yeah.
Totally. Troy, hang on the line for one second. We do have to go to break, but hang on for one second.
Absolutely.
Troy, thanks for coming on the show. We always love having you on, Troy. It's totally great. We're going to take a break here for a second. Doug has left the building.
Yes, Doug is gone.
Doug has left the building. But Doug went. He went on official ghostly
He's
talk
doing
business.
Official business. So
well,
it's
and that's
allowed.
That's a good excuse.
We had to put him. We put him in the ghostly talk helicopter and sent him over to the.
Yeah.
We sent him out to meet up with some other ghost hunters tonight for Halloween. Part of Metro Paranormal Investigations.
Yep.
So he's on his way. Actually, I think he's listening to the show as we speak. I'm looking at the call-in queue, and he's sitting there listening to the show right now. So hi, Doug. So hang on for one second, Troy. Guys, this is Ghostly Talk. I am Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Coming up, we're going to be talking to none other than, Lorraine Warren.
I know.
Going to be very cool. We'll be right back after this.